welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 22. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. Let's start that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that the Spirit of love will permeate our life and the lives of those we know and love. Let's take about 25 to 30 seconds of silence to pray for and remember our loved ones. Our scripture reading today comes from Ephesians 5, verses 8 to 17, and it says this: "For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.' Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." So as we've heard throughout this Advent, darkness in Scripture most often refers to things which are hidden or to things which are powerfully holy. But this is one of the few places in Scripture where darkness is equated with both hiddenness and evil, that what is hidden is also assumed to be bad. So just keep in mind that it's the exception rather than the rule in biblical metaphor. So let's close today by meditating on the phrase, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." So let's take a few moments to meditate on how shame and sin and hushed scheming fester in secret, and how exposing them brings liberation to people. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Let's take a few. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
come great Lord of mine. And to thy tribes on Sinai side, in ancient times once gave.